And he was from Michigan. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to say, but I think there is a difference.
And do you think that maybe people up north, this is changing the topic just a little bit, think that Southern speech is, do you think there's any negative stereotypes connected to
that? I think there is, and I think it comes back to, you look at Bill Clinton and President Bush now, you look at those two guys, they speak very similarly. I think, anyway, they both kind of got a southern draw to them, and what do their opponents normally say? Well, listen to him, he sounds like an idiot. He just doesn't sound like a very educated fella, and that's completely off track. I mean, I think both of them are very educated. They wouldn't be where they were if they weren't. So coming back to what I was saying before, the lack of intelligence or lack of sophistication, I think, is what you normally associate when
you folks think outsiders find it pleasant sounding guy?
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think some folks could listen to a southern woman call him darling all day long and not have any problem with it, but listen to somebody from a guy from the country talk, they probably wouldn't like that.
Right.
So I guess it depends upon the situation.
And let's see, I think that's just about it. Did I ask you, all right, I think that's it, we're done.
Okay.
Let me ask, I didn't ask you this, though. How old are you?
I am 28.
Okay. That's it. And